You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good, Keith Johnson. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's 90210 After Show.
What's up, y'all? It's your host, Nicolette Gaona, here with my lovely co-host, Bam, in the building.
What up, Bam, in the building?
As being as we're doing it, we're doing another episode of 90210. What was it called?
It was the 100th episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
I totally knew that. Hello.
The things we do for love.
Yes. I mean, this was insane. We had, like, a lot of special guests and reoccurring guests. I mean, you know, we had Cameron.
Carmen Electra. And we had Denise Richards. And we had Teo Cruz.
Mm-hmm. And always has that song.
Yeah, the song was hot, and Carmen Electra's, but her role was minimal, and Denise's was too. But I thought it was good. What do you think?
She did really good. I really loved Denise's character. I mean, it was definitely that bougie Beverly Hills like type. I mean, it was totally the perfect character for her.
Totally agree.
I totally loved it. And Carmen, whatever her name is. You know, she was cute as always. Love.
Yeah.
It's all love.
They were quick appearances. Wasn't too much.
But it was just right.
Yeah, it was just right.
It worked. Mm-hmm. So, I don't even know how to get into this episode because I feel there was so much going on in this episode. Mm-hmm. So many characters brought back. I mean, to you, Bam, you thought it was one of the best episodes so far.
I did. I thought it was one of the best episodes because, you know, all of the cast members came back. And we were able to extend on storylines. Mm-hmm. So we got to see a little bit of Teddy. Teddy being there really spruced up Silver's character, or her storyline, because
yes.
We've been bored with Silver's character the whole season. So now that Teddy's there and his boyfriend or ex-boyfriend or whatever you want to call it, Shane is there, it really brought spice. And then Naveed, you know, was trying to get in where he fits in. And then Liam and Annie. And then you had, you know, Dixon and mm-hmm. Adriana. Then you had Naomi and Max. And then her storyline with Denise.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all over the place, but it was so great and I loved it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. I mean, I think we should start with Naomi and Max. I mean, that was a very dramatic fall and something we did not see coming. Mm-hmm. I mean, Max losing his whole entire job.
Mm-hmm. Well, going even before we even get into Naomi and Max, Naomi, again, it kind of annoys me that they kind of make her like the lead. But
right.
She was the reason why they went back to West Beverly High School for this special reunion, because she wanted to be a part of this organization called the West Beverly Legacy Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to be a part of this. So they were having the big homecoming alumni event
right.
that for that weekend. And so she had to be in competition with Felicity Halfway because it was between the two of them. And so therefore she of course wanted to pull out all the big tricks
mm-hmm.
and she brought the entire cast with her. And that opened up everything. And then, you know, Dixon noticed that there were other alumni who were in the music
right.
business. So everybody was kind of able to either get in where they can fit in, or they were bored while they were being there. But they were doing it for Naomi. And then, of course, Teddy comes back from wherever he is, and now he's there.
I know. I mean, I just love – I miss the days when they were back in high school. Mm-hmm. So this episode was – and meant a lot to me just because I miss that when they were young again and, you know, very naive and going through things,
And it's so funny because I can't even recall when they were in high school, like, they've only been in high school for 2 years.
2 years.
But, I mean, they're drinking and on drugs, and they're not even 21 yet, technically, if they've been out of high school for 2 years, and so much has happened.
That is so true. Yeah. Like, I mean, you saw Teddy and Liam having a beer together.
Yeah.
I thought about that in my head, too, but I'm just like,
Yeah, but they've been drinking, actually, since, like, high school. Naomi was, you know, at the hotel and living in a hotel and having, you know. So, again, their world is a little unrealistic, but you know, we love it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But continuing on to, you know.
Yeah, so Naomi and Max, I mean, it was very dramatized, especially with them. We saw, you know, Naomi pulling out all her shots to become in like this category, you know, that they call all the high rollers, basically, I guess you could say. So she throws a big party, the usual.
At the Playboy Mansion, which we knew that because our little insides told us that they had tape there.
Yes. And so they had it there. She had a burlesque show, which we saw Silver do her little debut. And also a underwear lingerie show, which was very interesting. And I'm trying to remember, that girl who got mad at her, do you remember her from previous? No, right?
Not at all. Was just her name was Reese Turner, who Naomi called Obese Reese.
Right.
I don't remember her at all.
Because I was really trying to think.
I think that she was just thrown in to just show that Naomi was a mean person in high school, which she was.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I loved the fact that she went out there so vulnerable and it showed a different side of her. And I really see a change in her, Bam. I know you really don't like it, but I really do. I mean, that was a lot for her.
Boo-hoo, boo-hoo, boo-hoo.
Because you know what? I know you have something against Naomi, but you know what? She really stepped up her game this time. I really liked her today in that episode.
Here I stand, the former bitch, asking for your forgiveness. Please don't let the message get lost because I'm physically perfect.
Okay, she had to say
that. Bitch, please. Come on, for real?
I mean, she had to throw something in there that was Naomi. But she's obviously changed. Okay, whatever. It was cute. Okay, I liked the moment. So let me enjoy the moment.
Okay, well, I didn't believe her. And as you could see, they didn't believe her either, which is why they were throwing stuff at her.
Yeah.
They didn't really buy it. And as you can tell for next week, she has not changed. She only felt guilty because the girl confronted her. That's the only reason that she felt guilty.
True, but I feel like someone needed to confront her.
Yeah, someone needed to confront her, and she felt sorry for that for the 2 seconds, and she went out there and she tried to do this whole thing. But again, it was about her.
Right.
And in a couple of weeks, she'll go back to herself. It's kind of one of those things where when you're confronted about something and you realize, oh, wow, you know, I am a jerk, or I am this or that, it just kind of hits you and you kind of, you know, realize it for a second.
Right, and then she gonna forget it.
Yeah.
So in the mix, Max, you know, was telling her they had a big, something with the business.
Oh.
What?
When they were having the conversation, when they were at the party.
Mm-hmm.
And Max said that, and first of all, she was talking in third person as she was walking.
Oh, right.
So Max said that his merger was approved, and so Naomi, and that he had to, you know, go to the meeting. And the first thing that she says is that you'll miss my moment of triumph. I'm like, now you just last week, you saw how that man, how your husband was struggling to try and keep the business together. And now that he's actually able to get his business to merge and that he has help because you tried helping him and it didn't work out, he has to go to a meeting then you turn it on yourself and say, oh, my God, you're going to miss. You know, I don't do Naomi well. I'm sorry.
I mean, I totally get it. It's just you love and hate her. You love and hate her.
I hate her.
Well, I love and hate her at the same damn time. Okay, like, let's just say that. Mm-hmm. So basically, we saw the ending, ending result. Max lost everything because of Naomi, the usual.
Yeah.
So that's when we hate her. We can hate her now.
Yeah, and you can see that Max is starting to get pissed off because when he was explaining about how, you know, they voted him out because, you know, Bryce, who Naomi encouraged to hire, you know, she engineered the merger so that he would lose the majority. And so then He was voted out of the company, and she convinced that, you know, she convinced the board of directors to put him out. And so Naomi was like, but you hired her. And he was like, no, actually, you hired her. And so just that moment, you can tell, like, he's starting to get kind of pissed off.
Do you think, though, he, like, they really could vote him out because she hired him? I mean, but Max really hired her, right?
Well, no.
Max wanted her, though.
He wanted her, and then Naomi said that they had found in-house staff to hire her. But then once she realized that she was really perfect for the job, mm-hmm. she went ahead and called her and then hired her for the position. So technically speaking, although Max did want her, Naomi went behind Max's back and hired her because she thought that was the right thing to do. So he's just trying to find reason to blame her,
right?
Which is wrong. So I'm gonna be on Team Naomi for just a second, but in all honesty, Max wanted her, so you can't blame your wife on that.
Right? Because she was trying to do the right thing.
Because if Naomi would have never threw salt,
you would have hired her.
Basically.
Exactly. I mean, I don't really have thoughts on that other than, you know, we're going to see a lot of drama coming up with that. I mean, who knows? Like, obviously, they're not going to lose the big house because Naomi's always had it. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we're definitely probably going to see some changes in their marriage coming up for sure.
You know what changes I want to see? I want to see all of you guys out there. Make sure that you guys go to Amazon.com. When you guys go to our website at AfterBuzzTV.com, we have an Amazon banner. You click on the banner, and when you want to do all your shopping from Amazon, you make sure that you go through AfterBuzz because it gives us a kick because, you know, we're all here doing this for free, and we do it for the love of you super fans who love these great shows that we recap on AfterBuzz TV. So make sure you go to AfterBuzz TV and click on the AfterBuzz banner on the top right-hand side before you do your shopping for Amazon.com because it's Christmas time, so everybody wants to buy things, so this is a perfect time to do it. So Amazon.com on our website at AfterBuzzTV.com.
What was that sound effect again?
I know, I love it.
you put me in the moment, but I said click.
Hell yeah.
I'm with it. I'm with the click. Click it all.
Uh-huh.
Oh, goodness. So where should we go to? I mean, I love, 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 love Silver and Teddy's friendship. I absolutely adored it. I loved their relationship within the relationship. I loved when they ended up becoming friends. Silver has been so supportive. Mm-hmm. So it really pissed me off.
I'm so glad because I just didn't want to be the mean person, but I think go ahead.
It really pissed me off that Shane, are you talking about Shane?
Mm-hmm.
That Shane really tried to get into the business about the whole baby thing.
That pissed me off, but I'm also pissed at Silver because Silver had no business. Okay, although she
found...
Yeah. Okay, so just let me...
Okay, yeah.
Let me just break down.
Okay.
So as they're on the rooftop, mm-hmm. you know, hitting the tennis balls that they used to do in high school when they
right,
went together.
Right, I loved it.
They were having a conversation, and he was like, oh, you know, when I was in D.C., he basically said that his relationship with Shane didn't work out. So then Silver, as the best friend, you know, goes when she sees Shane show up to the house because Shane is looking for Teddy. Shane wants to know, Silver wants to know, well, you know, why'd they break up? And Shane was like, no, we didn't break up, and I'm here to, you know, see if I can, you know, get my man back.
Right.
And so then she goes and she confronts Teddy, like, you know, well, what's going on? And then Teddy was like, I don't want to talk about it. And then so basically he's scared because the last relationship that he had, he was hurt when he was in high school 2 years ago. So now Silver brings Shane to the Playboy party so that the two of them can get back together. That's where she pissed me off. That's where she pissed me off because mind your business, like, you are the best friend, but you don't. And maybe that's because I'm a guy, but I wouldn't bring my boy's girlfriend or however you want to, you know, make the situation. I would never bring them to a party in hopes that they get back together because I don't know everything that's going on in a relationship.
Right. But I mean, she, I feel as a best friend, knows Teddy and knows that maybe a little bit that he was scared, but she knows that he really loves him. You know what I mean? I mean, I get that, but at the same time, you know, she's just trying to work it out. And you know what? It did help. I mean, maybe he needed that push. Well, some people just need a push.
Well, I think she should have pushed herself out of the equation and minded her business. But now
Shane is pushing himself in their situation.
Yeah.
So.
And it's going to come back. It's going to come back. You and that hand, you just are so. You just so ghetto.
But that won't be the first time someone told me that. Okay.
But now that he knows that Teddy donated his sperm for the baby, now all of a sudden he was. I was scared when he said he made the comment about where's my paper? When he says that
the comment.
He said something like, there's something that we need to talk about. And I'm like, oh, Lord, did he, like, give him a disease? I was like, I hope it was not, like,
I was not even thinking like that.
Yeah, I was like, because he was like, oh, my God, well, there's something that we need to talk about first.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, Lord, please. You know, but.
Oh, my God, do you think it's something like that?
No, I don't think it's anything like that now.
Man, that is just way too, I can't. That's way too dramatic.
Well, that's just what I was thinking, because why would he be so
no,
upset?
No, I think it's like, we need to talk because you're about to have a kid. Like, what's really good?
And so basically, I think Shane wants to now have, he wants to be a part of it because they're together. And so he wants to raise the baby with Teddy. And he wants to, like, split, you know what I'm saying? Like,
do you think he'll want to get custody?
Kind of like Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, okay.
You know, so, okay, well, anyway, you have a same-sex couple, and then you have the guy. And so I'm thinking that Shane wants to have the baby with Teddy be a part and, you know, do all that stuff. That's what I'm thinking.
But it has nothing to do with Shane, though, really. No. That will stress me out if it's something. I can't take it. I mean, we had Raj last season. I can't. Mm-hmm. With none of this dramatic stuff, I can't. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, you know what I'm saying? So, that whole situation, I mean, we'll see what comes about it. It was kind of uplifting at the same time. I mean, like I've said, I love them together. Mm-hmm. And the reason that Shane's back in the equation, it's going to be a little difficult.
Yeah, so I think that, again, Silver, she got in the business, mm-hmm. and so she's going to pay for it because now, you know, I think it's also glad because Teddy needs to come back.
He does.
Teddy needs to come back. He's grown.
Fully.
He needs to go back because it's just like there's a void in the story, some of the characters and storylines, and he needs to be there.
Exactly. And I mean, the same with, like, you can tell he's still good friends with everybody. Like, yeah. Why don't they just have him there all the time? It makes no sense. He's cool with Liam. He's cool with everybody. Like, you know, they need to bring the storyline back. And I think it will help that Shane is in the picture, that they can build a story off of Silver, Teddy, and Shane.
Yeah, agree.
So hopefully that's where they go with it. I don't want any more drama. I mean, not that type of drama. Yeah. That was good thinking, though.
Yeah, well, thank you.
I ain't gonna lie. That went deep into the thinking pool. All right. So, the tripod. Annie, Jasper, and Liam. And over to the side, we had Naveed.
Indeed. And, well, let's start with Liam first, because Liam is having nightmares about Vanessa.
Right, because I knew that bitch was about to come back. So
I knew she was coming back. So Liam is having nightmares, and then he gets a telephone call, and it's a 911 call that he made. And so clearly someone is messing with him.
Who do you think it is?
I have no idea. He thought it was Jasper. So once they get to the reunion, Annie sees Jasper, and she runs, and she goes the other way.
Well, first of all, when they first looked at each other, mm-hmm. you could totally tell that Annie was like, I do not know what the hell to think. You
she
know
was
what I'm
freaked
saying?
Out, yeah.
Yeah, she was freaked out, but at the same time, she was like, what the heck? You know, I mean, seeing your ex after he was like a stalker and mm-hmm. psycho, you know what I mean? He was still kind of psycho, especially when he knew what juice she wanted or whatever. He pulled it right out. He was like, oh, will this one? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And the fact that he was just like, there's just some things I don't forget. Well, I hoped you forget that you know my favorite type of juice. Like, that is something you can forget about. Like,
And then what was also interesting is first Emily shows up. Cousin mm-hmm. Emily shows up.
Right, which I'm like, why are you here?
She's in town for a press tour because she's an actress and she goes to NYU, and so, like, she's this big theater star. So she has her little 2-3 seconds of fame when she comes back.
Right.
And then you go to Jasper. One of the things that Is it Jasper or Jesper?
Jasper.
One of the things that you almost wondered, okay, is he tick, tick, boom, is when he confronted her and said that, that...
About Liam?
About Liam, about how...
How he beat him up.
How, you know, being that he beat me up, you know, he owes me.
Right.
And I'm like...
I was thinking, though, that he was stalking Liam, too.
Yeah, he's like, being that you beat the crap out of me, you know, he owed me.
Mm-hmm.
And so that whole attitude...
was like that crazy Jasper attitude we knew before.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally love the fact that Liam opened up to Annie about the whole situation.
Yeah, he did, sure did.
And I'm so happy to, because, I mean, that's something, like, you cannot hold inside, you know, and Annie's, like, a trustworthy person. You know what I mean? But the fact that they thought it was Jasper, it was a kind of nice, relief that it was just, you know, a movie that he wants to do, which I think is so exciting. I think this is going to bring his character back into the mix.
Yeah, and you know, it might, you know, so Jasper had a screenplay that he wrote, and it's about a guy who's basically changed his life and he wants to become a writer. And so he was like, you know, hey, let's forgive and forget. And he wants to do the script. His dad will fund it as long as he has a big star to be a part of it. So I thought that was a great way to get closure for
everyone.
Yeah.
And I really loved it. I mean, I can't wait to see. I don't know. I mean, do you think Jasper and Annie could have a second shot? I mean, as you saw, it kind of inspired Annie to start writing.
Oh, boy. I don't know, because as we know, that Riley did give some information that he's going to be more involved with her. So I don't know. Maybe.
But it might. I mean, it's crazy. It's two hotheads, you know, Jasper and Riley together. That
Colliding.
Could be a little...
Like reindeers.
Yes, you know. Exactly. I kind of wouldn't mind it to see maybe where it could go. Obviously, we have to wait for future episodes, but I was glad they brought him back.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You know, it was kind of like a nice little story to have.
I thought it was pointless to have Emily, but, you know, whatever. She's
right. She just showed up like crazy bitch. Like, there's no time for you to be here.
And then, and so now that Liam is paranoid about him being followed and him getting these notes and calls, now Naveed is trying to get back into his good graces.
Right.
And so anytime Naveed says something, he would, like, totally walk away. And he just was not, he's not really having it. And then toward the end, finally, when Naveed offered, you know, I have a sex tape of mine that you can blast out. And of course, it wasn't his sex tape. It was his bar mitzvah. And he was like the most embarrassing thing.
He was trying so hard.
He was trying so hard. Now, do you think that Liam forgave him because, like he said, he needs friends right now?
You know, at the end of the day, you saw Naveed really trying and really pushing to be Liam's friend again. You know, and I think Liam saw that, and especially the fact that he brought, you know, the CD of his bar mitzvah. It's like, you know what, man, at the end of the day, I need my friends here. Like, I know he'll always have my back. So, yeah, I mean, I think it does play a big hand, and I don't think it's a bad thing either.
I don't think so either, because you remember when Teddy, and that was another thing. I like the fact that Teddy had scenes with different people. He had a scene with Liam.
Exactly.
And he had a scene with Silver, of course, and then he had a scene with a Naveed, but when Teddy and Liam were together, you know, Teddy said, you know, all the things I wish I can forget about in high school, he says friends aren't one of them, because, you know, he asked him, he was like, you know, so Naveed screwing up is not a bad, you know, it's not a bad thing after all. So maybe just seeing the reunion and all the friends around maybe helped him realize that, you know,
that he'll be there no matter what.
But
they've all gone through crazy shit, and they're all still there together, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I do think that Annie should have signed the lease.
Yes, yeah. I do think so, too.
Yeah, I think she should have signed the lease. And she's like, oh, you know, you didn't seem to have a problem with when the fans.
Well, after, though, he told her, so we didn't really see the ending result.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that might bring them closer, but I know they're never going to be together again.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, you know, I think she will sign it. And you know what I was kind of annoyed about? That they didn't, like, bring more of the story of that security.
Yeah, she...
Is it just,
she,
like,
was kind of like an extra today.
Yeah, she was definitely an extra. Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm kind of interested to see where they really go with that. Because the last thing we saw, you know, she was kind of psycho.
Yeah.
Last thing we saw. So, I mean, pretty much with that story, I can't wait to see where it goes. I think it's going to be something really good, yeah. And I'm excited.
I'm excited because I can't wait for all of you guys out there to make sure that you go to iTunes and that you download, rate, and comment and share with your friends, yeah. Okay? So, again, we've always pleaded with you guys that we are dying to get into the AfterBuzz TV iTunes top 10. So you leave a lot of great comments on YouTube, but we need you to go to iTunes, and we need you to download. It's free. Download all of the shows that we have. You can rate us, you can comment, and you could tell all your friends, and we'll give you a shout out. So that's what we will do if you guys will go to iTunes and download our podcast for free. Also, make sure that you also download the podcast app, which organizes all of your subscriptions for all the great shows that we have here on AfterBuzz TV. So download, rate, comment on iTunes.
5 stars.
Yes, and get us in that top 10.
Yes.
You feel me?
I feels.
So the biggest parts in this episode, or the most anticipation part, mm-hmm. basically, you know, we were wanting to see if Dixon was ever going to find out.
Yeah.
He sure did. But it was just a kiss. Adriana was like, I knew I slept with him, like.
Because Dixon saw the video while he was on the phone, right. Snoozing with some of the alumni about bragging about his record company, his talent, and Adriana. He's going through the video and all the information.
Where was that file?
Yeah, where did he get the file? And so that's one of the things that 90210 sometimes they don't do. They don't really dive into how things are found out. So he's looking through a notepad. What do you call the
iPad?
The iPad, or yeah,
such, yeah. Yeah.
And so he's going through that, and so he sees the scene where Adriana is kissing Taylor. He confronts her, and then again, what was interesting is when after we didn't talk about Silver and her burlesque.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of touched on it. I mean, it was cute. I guess it wasn't like it was, that big of a deal, really.
It was stiff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she did her thing. It made a point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so Dixon was on the phone when that happened. So when he comes out, you know, Adriana says, "Hey, you know, I can't believe Silver
hid this from her
and was keeping secrets about her doing brothers dances." And Dixon was like, "You know, she's not the only one that's keeping secrets. We need to talk." They go outside, and then he confronts her about that, and she totally just, "I'm sorry." She breaks down and says, "You know, we weren't together, and I slept with Taylor." And Dixon says that. Huh? Like, he's like, huh, what? I thought that was just the rehearsal. So he didn't even realize that the two of them were actually sleeping together. Now, what did you think he was confronting her about? The fact that it was a kiss during rehearsal?
Right. I mean, yeah. I definitely knew what was in his head, the kiss, you know what yeah. I'm saying? But I had a feeling she was just going to blab out the whole business. Like, I just had a feeling she was about to do that. I mean, it was better she did that than just say that they kissed, you know, might as well just be all the way out there.
She might as well.
I did not think it was about to twist like that.
Yeah.
Where he is now in control of her. I don't really know how I feel about that, to be honest.
Well, I have an opinion.
Okay, please.
I think that as a guy, he's pissed off, he's hurt, and rather than let her go, he wants to make her suffer for what she did. So the fact that she signed the contract, his exact words were, "I'm going to hold you to your contract. I am in full control of your music. I own you. Oh, and by the way, I think I have a perfect title for the record label, Unfaithful Records." Of course, he's not going to name it, but he just wanted to throw that at her because that's what we guys do. When you do something to us and it hurts us, oh, we go for the kill. And so that's exactly what you're not having it. But that's what we do. And so it's going to drive her more crazy that she has to be with him for the sake that he signed the contract. So every chance that he gets, he's going to throw dabs at her to make her regret what she did.
And I hated when she was like, "I'll be back. Like, we'll see each other." Damn right, we'll see each other. I was like, oh, Loki did not just go there. Like, if I was her, I'd have been so irritated.
But you can't be irritated.
I know. But okay. See, I never put myself in a situation like that. But I'm just saying, okay, if I was Aiden, I'd be so irritated. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's true. I mean, and I think it's going to show a dark side in Dixon. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he won't be able to do a lot with that because of Annie and, like, all the friends and stuff like that. Like, obviously.
But if they go back to the cast and they take back all of the, you know, Teddy and whoever doesn't come back and Naveed only comes around every so often, mm-hmm. then I don't think it's going to be good because who can Dixon talk to? You know, he can't talk to Taylor. He'll talk to Riley. But I'm just wishing that, you know, Naveed comes in more and that Teddy comes in more so that the pot can kind of mix a little
bit. Yeah. I mean, poor Aide. She's about to be in a contract that's not going to go away for a while.
Yeah.
And, I mean, do you think he's going to forgive her?
Eventually, I think he will forgive her, but he's going to make her pay. I also thought it was weird. You remember when she signed her name on the contract?
Mm-hmm.
It was only two letters. It was an A and what's her last name? Adriana?
Dixon. I mean... Yeah.
Her last name
is Duncan.
Duncan. Yeah, she just signed AD. There was like no signature. I mean, I have a pretty horrible signature, but it's more than two letters.
But maybe she can get out of it somehow.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you think she's going to like bring Taylor? Like, Taylor, you have to help me. You have to save me.
No, because I don't, you know, like Taylor was like, you basically need to break up. I don't think she's going to get back with Taylor because of the way it was found out. So he's totally, yeah, I think he's going to stay out of it, I think.
Well, I mean, as you can see, we have a lot of more coverage coming soon with these episodes. Mm-hmm. I cannot wait to see what happens further with these characters, and I'm really excited to see what happens. Mm-hmm. Shall we just get into predictions real quick?
Yes, we can get into predictions quick.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
What's that?
Okay, so for predictions, finally... A lot of times they show like really small tidbits mm-hmm. and you can't really figure out. But on this one, they really, because this is the last episode for the mid-season finale.
Ugh,
and so Adriana sees Vanessa and tells Liam's bodyguard that Vanessa's back in town. And just to look on the bodyguard's face, you don't really know what, because she's crazy. So that's,
wait, what do you mean?
So that's one thing. So yeah, Adriana sees Vanessa
shit.
At the pool, and then he tells the bodyguard. She's like, when you see Liam, tell him that I saw Vanessa.
Oh, great. She ain't going to tell Liam. Oh, Lord.
And then Teddy wants to be the child's father. He wants to be involved. And then Liam apparently is stabbed. We see someone's leg getting stabbed, so Liam looked like he's stabbed because in the next scene, we see him being kidnapped with taped around his mouth with his arms. You didn't see this, did you?
No, I did not.
Okay, so that's the third thing that happened. And then...
Oh, yes. Lord, do I want to know?
Yeah. And guess what?
What?
Alec is back.
For the kill?
No, no, no. Naomi confronts him, you know, about you tried to get rid of her. You tried to get rid of me. I mean, God, you're like a girl that's in love. And she goes, oh, my God. And then he was like, and then.
You're lying.
I swear. And then he was like, I think the last thing he said was, you know, please don't tell him.
I'm speechless. I am so speechless.
You remember when Riley was here?
Yes. No. Mm-hmm. This. Can we just end on that note? Because honestly, I am so speechless. Like, next, I hope they don't hurt my boo thing, yeah. Liam.
Well, while she's speechless, we want to thank you guys for watching another recap of 90210 after show here on 90. I'm totally like.
I know, that is so crazy. So,
thank you guys for watching AfterBuzz TV 4 at another edition of 90210, the 100th episode. I'm Bam Erickson. You can follow me at Bam Erickson.
I'm at Nicolette Gona on Twitter. You can follow me there.
All right, so
thank
we'll
you
see
so
you guys
much.
Next Tuesday.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.